After 2 years in charge of both houses of Congress, President Obama admitted that his Democrats took a beating.
Feels bad.
Not all races have been called, but projections suggest that Republicans gained at least 60 seats in the House of Representatives, far more than the 39 they needed to take control. It marks the biggest exchange of seats in over six decades. Democrats held on to a slim majority in the Senate, but while symbolically significant, it won't be enough to push through legislation without strong bipartisan support. In a White House press conference, a humbled President Obama committed to working with the opposition.
I am very eager to sit down with members of both parties and figure out how we can move forward together. I'm not suggesting this will be easy. I won't pretend that we will be able to bridge every difference or solve every disagreement.
And he acknowledged that voters had turned against some of his policies and approach.
We were in such a hurry to get things done that we didn't change how things got done. And I think that frustrated people.
And though he denied that the midterm poll constituted a rejection of his administration as a whole.
Here's the bottom line. When I came into office, this economy was in a free fall, and the economy has stabilized.
He took responsibility for his party's losses.
They understand that I'm the President of the United States, and that my core responsibility is making sure that we've got an economy that's growing, a middle class that feels secure, that jobs are being created. I think I've got to take direct responsibility for the fact that we have not made as much progress as we need to make.
Republican leader John Boehner, who's expected to become the next Speaker of the House, also pledged to work with the White House, but with a more celebratory tone.
It's pretty clear the American people want a smaller, less costly, a more accountable government here in Washington, D.C. And if the American people see us doing things that they're telling us to do, I think we'll do just fine.
But Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in the Senate, cautioned that his party's victories won't give it free rein.
The election yesterday did not transfer full control of the government, but I anticipate enough Democrats to come in our direction on spending and debt to where we can actually make progress for the American people.
Republicans have pledged to block and undo some of the president's goals with a focus on less government spending. But the mainstream party will also have to come to terms with the new Republicans in town, the Tea Party candidates who will make their first appearance on Capitol Hill and whose level of cooperation is unknown. I'm Kate Moody in Washington reporting for The World.